I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When this woman finds out that her husband and his friends have a secret nickname for her, she demands to know what it is. Despite asking him on a number of occasions, her husband doesn't tell her what it means, which makes her extremely paranoid. So she comes up with a plan to get to the bottom of it, eventually finding out exactly what it stands for. The truth is pretty shocking. My husband, a 32-year-old male, and his friends have a nickname for me, a 35-year-old woman, in their group chats. He won't tell me what it means. This happened a couple of days ago. My phone died right as I was texting my mum about something rather important, so my husband let me use his. As I was typing, a banner popped up with a text from one of his friends to their group chats, saying to the effect of, "Hey, husband, do you and ST still want to do the Halloween plan we'd talked about?" So of course, I'm like, "Who is ST? Those are not my initials." I briefly looked at the chat. A few messages up, I was at least able to confirm that ST was me, in context of my husband mentioning a specific thing I'd done that day. Like I said, ST is not an abbreviation of my name or any name I would go by. None of our friends call me by anything other than my real name, so I was confused. I showed him the chat and I asked him what it stood for. He looked suddenly really flustered. He grabbed his phone back and said, It's nothing, just a nickname. Okay, well, what's it stand for? He literally wouldn't tell me. He just kept saying, don't worry about it. Well, is there some reason I would need to worry? I wouldn't be worrying if he just explained what it meant. I was a little put off by this, to find out all his friends are calling me something I don't even know about. I told him, even if it's just some dumb joke, at least tell me. The way he was clamming up just makes it look kind of weird. But he still refused to tell me. This entire back and forth was maybe a minute or two. Then he suddenly goes, okay, fine, it's super terrific. Look, I can't tell if I'm being crazy, but I just don't fully buy that. If that's all it was, why not say so the first time I asked? I asked like 3 or 4 times for him to tell me what it stood for. Why keep avoiding it? On the other hand, I know this makes me look like a really high-strung, paranoid person to be suspicious when it could so easily be what he said. I don't want to accuse him of lying with no proof and over something so stupid. This is still bugging me a little. I just want to know if I'm being insane to have an inkling of doubt about it standing for super terrific. Do you think he was telling the truth? Would it be ridiculous to bring it up again at this point? Now guys, don't worry, all is about to be revealed in the story, as OP did post an update just a week later. But before I get into that, get in the comments down below. What do you think ST really stands for? So here is that update just a week later. I posted this last week, and well, not a happy ending. I ended up getting a text from one of my husband's female friends in his group chat the day after I posted her. It turned out that right after I asked him about the nickname, he told all of them I'd seen it and to stop calling me that. She sent me a screenshot of his message, which reads verbatim, "Lol, oh my god, she just saw that. I'm so screwed, hahaha." But seriously, don't send that anymore. I'm gonna end up in the doghouse, and then tears of laughter emoji. The female friend who reached out is a new addition to the group, as of a couple of months ago. She's a friend of the girl that one of his guy friends is dating. I'd met her a couple of times on group outings and liked her. She told me she was uncomfortable once she caught on that ST was me, and they were using that behind my back. Then when she was told what it stood for, after my husband's message, she thought to contact me in case I didn't know about it. I'm extremely grateful for this. Now, the part everyone wanted to know. A lot of you thought it was sugar tits. I really wish. That would be cute and funny. Nope, not my luck. Instead, it stands for sausage tits. Yeah, that's what my husband and his gaggle of mental 12-year-olds refer to me as. I don't even know how or why it started. I cannot fathom the thought that my husband could have described my boobs in detail to all his friends, and then they thought it sounded hilarious enough to make a nickname out of. I literally don't even know what to feel. I haven't been more humiliated in my life than I have been right now. I don't know what to do about him. He apologised, but because it's just a joke to him, he doesn't seem to get or care how I feel. He apologised sincerely, and he promised he'd never call me that again, or let any of his friends. But why did he ever do it in the first place? It's not a complimentary nickname that you wouldn't foresee a person not liking, right? Isn't it obvious that it's mean-spirited, or am I crazy to assume so? Is there some way I'm just not able to see where it's not actually as bad as I feel it is? Anyway, that's about it. I don't know what to do. We're sleeping in separate rooms because I can't bear to be near him or have him see me. I never want him to see me naked again. I'm trying to figure out if my need for space is temporary or permanent. If it's permanent, then I'll be pursuing divorce. I just thought so highly of him. I never could have imagined he'd view me like this behind my back. It's like if he was to gain weight and I encouraged all my friends to start calling him fat ass or beer belly behind his back. What other possible reason to do that is there other than contempt? I said this, but he insists it doesn't have any deeper meaning and it's just bad humour. Whatever, time to put the kiddos to bed while he's typing away at his phone on the other side of the room. See, the issue I'm realising is now there will always be a fear in my mind that he's saying nasty things about me to who knows who. So, there's the update. Sausage Tits signing out. Yeah, you've just hit the nail on the head there, OP. How are you ever going to trust this man again? Anytime, just like you're saying, that you see him on his cell phone typing away, you're going to automatically think, based on past experiences, that he's chatting absolute rubbish about you behind your back. Again. And it really doesn't matter if he sees it as just a silly nickname. It's clearly very derogatory. There must be a reason why they've come to that sort of nickname. It can't be for no reason, right? So look, it's something that's going to be going over and over in your head for a long time now. And to be fair, not knowing your situation, I would honestly say that I think this probably will end up in divorce. I mean, based on the apology alone, guys, do you not think? Like, he didn't even seem to care that much that you were that upset. To me, it felt as if he was just more sorry that he got caught. And also that message in the group chat, like, oh my god, guys, lol, we've been found out. Cry laughing emoji. Other than saying, my wife finds this really disrespectful, I've made a big mistake, stop. Like, to me, it just shows what sort of person he is. Let me know if you disagree, but I think this one is not going to end well. Am I the butthole for giving my friend first aid on a sensitive area? This happened the other day. I am a 23-year-old man, and I was at a pool party at my best friend Greg's house. There was also a slip and slide setup, and people were using it. My friend Amy used it and screamed. The whole party turns to her, and she's clutching her breast, and there's blood just pouring out of her hand. She'd slid over a rock and cut herself. I'm in nursing school, so I run over to her and ask to see the cut. She pulls her hand away, and I see that it doesn't look too serious, but it definitely needs attention. I turn to Greg and ask him if he has a first aid kit, and he says yes, in the bathroom inside the house. So, I walk Amy into the house and grab the first aid kit. I pause for a second and ask her if she's okay with me helping her with this, or if she wants to do it herself, because of where the cut is. And she says, no, I trust you and I want your help. So we go into the bathroom and wash out the cuts. I look at it more closely to make sure it isn't serious. I put some Neosporin on it and bandage it up nicely. Amy thanks me and we go back outside. A couple of women immediately come up to Amy and ask if she's okay. And one of them, Sarah, gives me a dirty look and they kinda lead her away. I go back to where I was sitting, and Greg sits next to me and says, some people were talking rubbish out here. I did my best to defend you, but I figured you should know that they were talking trash about you helping Amy. I asked him what he meant, and he said that Sarah was saying it was creepy how I sprung into action when I saw an opportunity to play with a boob, and a few of the other women and one guy agreed and were making fun of me. I was pretty upset about that, but I didn't want to make a scene, so I just ignored it for the time being. Later that day though, I was sitting by the fire pit, and Sarah was sitting across from me, and nobody else was around the area, so I asked her why she was making fun of me for helping Amy. She said, I guess that was a little mean of me, I'm sorry that I did that, but I just thought it was kind of weird how you saw her boob was hurt, and you ran up to her and insisted to help. I know you're in nursing school, but I think you should have let a girl handle it. We all know first aid too. I thanked her for her apology, and I don't like confrontation. So I just said, alright, I guess I'll keep that in mind from now on. Alright then guys, your time to shine again. Get that in the comments. Was this lad in the right or the wrong? I want to hear your thoughts. Update incoming. I stepped away to go to work, and this post blew up. Thank you for all your judgments. I think I did the right thing by helping her in this situation, and Sarah was really kind of a dog here. Also, I realised that Amy might not know they were talking trash about me, so I'm going to call or text her and inform her about this. Update: I called Amy and I asked her how the cut was healing. She said it was healing well and she was keeping an eye on it. Then I asked her if she knew about the things Sarah and the others said about me and what Sarah said at the fire pits. Amy had no idea. She said that the other women were asking her if she was okay and what happened and all that, but she assumed they were worried about the injury, not my helping her. And Amy was absolutely fuming and went to the friend group chat and tore the people that were talking trash a new butthole, especially Sarah. Sarah and the others apologized to me in the group chat, but Amy kept going and said I shouldn't accept their apologies because they sat back and talked trash about the one person who stepped up and helped her. Amy also asked Greg not to invite Sarah to the next pool party, and Greg readily agreed. A few of the others tried to say that was too far, but Amy just told them to shut the frick up and do something next time someone's hurt, instead of sitting on their butt and insulting me. And there you go, straight from the horse's mouth herself. Not that I'm calling Amy a horse, I have no idea what she looks like. She could be very beautiful. She also could be a dog or a horse, who knows? That's not important. The fact of the matter is that at the time, Amy said it was fine, and she's now said it was fine. So it was fine the whole time. And yeah, I agree with her. Why are you getting trashed on for being the one person that actually helped her out? Everyone else just sat back and did nothing. You actually helped her. Who cares where the cut was?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Am I the butthole for referring to my girlfriend as my wife when she asked me not to? I, a 45-year-old man, had been dating Jane, who was 48, fake name, for almost 3 years. We were engaged until I called it off. Jane has 4 kids, aged 6 to 21, and I realised getting married would cement them in my life, which I don't necessarily want. But I still wanted to be with Jane, and maybe I'd be able to actually like the kids. She accepted that I didn't want to get married, but asked that I don't refer to her as my wife anymore, since that was something I'd do while we were engaged. I didn't think she was serious, but every time I've called her my wife since then, she has corrected me. Even in front of people. I think it's embarrassing to be in my 40s and say that I have a girlfriend. It sounds childish. Jane's oldest, her 21-year-old daughter, has said to me on several occasions that I should respect her mum's request, since she accepted that I didn't want to get married. She says I can't get the wife perks without actually committing to marriage. I take what her daughter says with a grain of salt, because although everyone seems to think she's an intelligent and mature young woman, I think she's a disrespectful child. My aunt is on my side and says Jane needs to grow up and accept that being 40-something with a boyfriend or a girlfriend is just sad. Pretty much everyone else sides with Jane though. Now guys, that is the end of the original post, and as you can imagine, all the commenters, as you're probably thinking right now, on Reddit all side with Jane. OP is clearly the butthole here. It's not that deep, just don't call her your wife when she doesn't want to be called that. However, that really isn't important, because what I'm about to show you is possibly the biggest twist I've ever seen on Reddit ever, and I'm not even saying that lightly. Just prepare yourselves for this. What I'm about to show you is genuinely mind-blowing and is something that I feel like should happen more on Reddit given the size of the platform, but it doesn't happen enough, in my opinion. Anyway, that 21-year-old woman, Jane's daughter, finds the post and comments on it. It's unbelievable, it really is. Here we go. So, here is that comment. When I first read this, I thought it sounded similar to my home situation. And after reading the replies, I can confirm it is in fact my home situation. I will be showing this to my mum when I get home. She's been on the edge of leaving you for months, and I hope this is enough to push her to finally do it. Oh my God. I also think it's funny how you haven't mentioned how every time she's tried to leave, you either start crying or guilt tripping, or how you sabotaged her disability application because if she got approved, you'd get less money. Boom. I know. truly mind-blowing, guys. It just is genuinely amazing. I just love stuff like this. Anyway, now to carry on with the story. Unfortunately, OP, the dude, deleted all of his original posts and all his comments after this, probably due to embarrassment and being found out by his own, well, his partner's daughter. But to summarize what happened before he deleted everything, he replied to this comment. Actually, you know what? I'll get it up on screen right now. So the dude pretty much begs the 21-year-old not to tell her mother, and the daughter then reveals some other things that OP has done, such as sabotaging her mother's disability application so it didn't reduce his benefits, as we saw, and telling the whole family he knocked up the daughter. It was a bad joke. Unbelievable. Let's hear that story now. The whole story is that at Easter dinner, with the whole family, the subject of periods came up. And I mentioned that I no longer got mine because of my birth control. My aunt and uncle came in at the end of the conversation and didn't hear the part about birth control. All they heard was that I don't get my period. My aunt was like, "Oh my god, are you pregnant?" Which is a fair assumption, as I'd been in a long-term relationship for 6.5 years. Before I could say anything, he, my mum's boyfriend, blurts out, "Yeah, she is, and it's mine." The room was silent and everyone looked disgusted, and my aunt called him a sick idiot. My mum was fuming and gave him trash for it. I had a conversation with him saying how it made me uncomfortable, and he just said over and over that he'd been smoking and drinking and wasn't thinking. So as you can see, this dude is an absolute wrong'un. But back to the original story now. The daughter gave another update just 2 hours later. "I didn't even notice, but wow, a lot of people are saying they think this is fake. Which I think I'd question too, if it wasn't literally happening to me. By the way, my mum has been shown everything. She asked me to take my brothers on a walk while she confronts him, which is what I'm doing now. So update soon, hopefully." And then finally, we got a concluding post from the daughter. Here is the most relevant part. "When we came back, Bill was on his way out, crying still. I don't know where he's going and I don't care. I asked my mum what happened and she said that she told him she was done, that she and her kids had been disrespected for long enough and that this wasn't even the last straw. The last straw went long ago. She told him to get out and he could return for his things and only his things. Fun fact, he likes to steal people's stuff, and then when confronted about it, he claims it belonged to his deceased mother, while her dad and brother were there. Her next step is to talk to the property manager and have him taken off the lease, which she's doing today, and to have the locks changed. After he gets his things, she says she's cutting all contact, which I hope is true. I am so glad she was able to finally tell him off, and that she's planned for her dad and brother to be here when he comes for his things. I think having that extra support will help her to not fall for his manipulation again. Thank you to everyone who gave messages of support for my mother. I've shown her a few and will show her more when she's up for it. She and I both appreciate it very much." And there we go. That concludes the absolute roller coaster of a Reddit story. First of all, I hope that was simple enough to follow. I know it kind of jumped around, but I wanted to show you lot it because it was just amazing. I do think to myself, surely, given that Reddit is one of the biggest websites there is, why is there not more people finding stories or posts from family members or people they know like this? So, hey, we got one of those finally. And I loved it. To briefly summarize, in case you guys couldn't follow exactly what was going on, that guy, the weird dude, made a post on r/amithebutthole, trying to work out if he was in the wrong or not for calling his partner his wife when she wasn't. And then her daughter found that, thought to herself, "This looks very familiar to my situation. Oh wait, it is. That is actually my mum's partner, who is on Reddit right now making this post." Then gave loads of context to everyone else who was calling him a butthole anyway, because he clearly was, showing how much more of a butthole he actually is, leading eventually to her mum getting rid of him. A brilliant story. Really hope you enjoyed it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.